The potential for coronavirus to spread has people reevaluating daily habits, even interactions with friends. Then there are platforms that encourage travel, like Airbnb. They're urging their users to take cautionary measures. But hosts and guests have to make decisions on their own about a complex public health crisis, and that has led to some uncomfortable situations, as Emily Green reports from Mexico City.
Avidan Lebenthal calls himself the Taco Mensch. For the non-Jews out there, Mensch means a good person, honorable. He started a food tour business last year, and I meet him in the middle of one.
Right now we are at Pescadito, a Sonora-style fish taco. Yeah, here you get jalapeno stuffed, smoked marlin, batter, deep-fried. Beautiful, beautiful taco.
Avidan gives tours to people from all over the world, most of them booked through Airbnb experiences, activities offered through the home-sharing platform. Then a few weeks ago, he got a message from Airbnb urging its users to, quote, take necessary precautions to protect yourself when traveling or hosting. Around this time, Lebenthal got a new booking.
I always look to see where my guests are from. And when I got a guest that on his bio, it said that he's from South Korea. You know, it did raise a red flag for a second.
Lebenthal reached out to Airbnb for guidance. The company told Lebenthal he could start the cancellation process. Instead, Lebenthal reached out directly to the guest. His name is Namo Kim. I reached him on Skype. And well, I'll let Lebenthal and Kim tell you what happened next.
He noticed that I'm from South Korea, and he wanted to know when my last time in Asia was.
It is my livelihood, but also, you know, my guests, they come here and they hire my services. You know, they want a good time and I want to give it to them. So I didn't want to, like, cancel right off the bat.
And he knew that it could be taken as, you know, offensive. So he quickly apologized after he asked me. He was, like, saying something like, you know, I hope you understand, you know, where I'm coming from.
I feel vulnerable in the sense that, you know, I get to interact with a lot of people every day, all day. And so when you do have people traveling from all over, you just don't know.
I think for a split second, I was like, what the hell? But pretty quickly, I just, you know, put myself in his shoes and I texted him back saying, I totally understand where it's coming from. I already knew that being a tour guide is a pretty vulnerable job at this time.
Mexico doesn't have any confirmed cases of coronavirus, but that could change, says Carlos Del Rio. He's a professor of medicine and global health at Emory University in Atlanta.
I think we will see cases. The question is when and how many.
There's already some fear of the virus in Mexico. Earlier this month, Uber suspended the accounts of hundreds of Uber users in Mexico City. They had taken rides with two Uber drivers who had transported a man who later tested positive for the coronavirus. Del Rio says suspending the accounts was a smart move, but he worries that vague memos urging caution can lead to discrimination.
This is like the don't blame us if something happens kind of thing. I think an advisory makes sense when it actually has real data. The advisory right now of travel alert 4 in the United States being no travel to China. Okay, that's pretty clear. That's a clear statement that I can follow.
Airbnb has around 150 million users in more than 65,000 cities. The company didn't grant me an interview, but did email a statement saying it prioritizes the safety of its guests and host. Quote, we ask that all community members be mindful of respect and inclusion when interacting about this event. Still, that leaves room for interpretation. Meninder Marba is one of the tourists on Lebenthal's food tour. She's from Toronto.
You see it all over the news, like, every day. But everyone's doing what they gotta do, right? So, like, I don't know personally if I would, you know, go to Chinatown and have dim sums during this time.
You don't know if you would go to Chinatown and have dim sum.
No, I don't know. I think there's a gray line. It's just that everyone's being cautious, and there's a sense of, like, fear.
As for Lebenthal, the tour guide here, he kept his reservation with Namo Kim, who I talked to after his trip to Mexico. He said he had a great time. But Lebenthal says the coronavirus has put him in a tough spot. balancing his own safety while also not discriminating.
Each situation needs to be analyzed, and you know, you gotta be safe. And so I reached out to Airbnb, I reached out to the guest, and we worked it out. I guess I'll do the same.
These may be the kind of decisions more people could be making soon. For The World, Emily Green, Mexico City.